I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. A nature center on Long Island Sound could be closing just a few months after opening a brand new building. It's the result of state budget cuts. Each year, tens of thousands of people flock to the Meigs Point Nature Center at Hammonasset Beach State Park. This year, they got a new attraction, a $4 million building funded with public and private money. It has aquariums, turtles, snakes, and dozens of touchscreens and interactive exhibits. It opened in May, but now its future is uncertain, and the education programs are in limbo.
I've been involved out there as a volunteer for many years, probably since about 2006.
That's Shannon Sheezer, a volunteer who lives in Madison.
To see the momentum that's been gained and the reach and the environmental education and the development of programs out there, and to see that now, say, okay, well, we just had this grand opening in May, but now we don't have any money, we're going to have to close it at the end of September. It defies logic, honestly.
Sheezer's also a member of the Friends of Hammonasset, which paid for all the interior displays at the Nature Center. The group has been searching for volunteers to staff the Nature Center during the off-season, but it's still unclear whether the center will stay open during the winter. The entire state park system has suffered cuts, says Tom Tyler, director of Connecticut State Parks.
We just don't know at this point exactly what that fall-winter schedule will look like yet, and whether that will, have a substantive impact to the days that are available for school groups to book, that kind of thing.
But Meigs Point Nature Center has already turned down several requests from schools that wanted to come this fall. Friends of Hammonasset is considering paying for the center to stay open until the state decides what to do. David DeRoche, WNPR News.